down instead of facing away like it does.
Okay, so where the old kitchen was, is that what that is? It was in the front yard almost then?
Mm-hmm. That's kitchen and washroom.
Okay. Okay, and that's one of the first houses in Aiken then?
Yes.
Okay. All right, any other questions? If not, we'll let you all sit down, and then if we have others who want to speak, I'll ask if there's anyone who'd like to speak in favor or against this application at Chinaberry for 41 York Street for the addition of a porch. And if we could have a motion, then we can actually discuss it a little bit more, too.
I make a motion that we approve the application as submitted.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion?
The changes look appropriate to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Even though it is a historic property and one of our oldest, as we said, it is a porch. And so it can be removed if somebody decided to, in the future they wanted to go back to the way it was. It's out of appropriate materials, I believe, and it will provide some protection for at least one, if not both, doors. And that does lead to the deterioration of the framing of the house. And actually, this is too... when Lucy read it, you know, it made clear that there's a little bracketed stoop that would go on the other door that doesn't have any cover. So it's actually the one application covering two porches, as it were. Okay, no other discussion. All in favor of the application is submitted. Raise your right hand. Okay, it's approved.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, the next application is application number 16-049 in the Historic Overlay District. The applicant is Margaret Rose, and the location is 315 Newbury Street Southwest. The applicant is requesting approval for the replacement of existing wood windows on a rear sunroom addition, which was added to the historic cottage in 1950. These windows do not match those on the rest of the house. The windows have deteriorated and most are inoperable. The proposed windows are vinyl 6/6 windows by atrium. These windows have white frames and 5/8-inch beveled grids. Paren information attached, close paren. The applicant states that the visibility of the sunroom is very limited from the city right-of-way. The existing screens will be removed when the windows are replaced.
Okay, thank you. Would the applicant please come forward and just give your name and your address?
Margaret Rose, 315 New Bay Street, Southwest.
Okay. Anything you'd like to add? Okay. Any questions? I think it helped to have you all at the work session so we could go ahead and field any questions you had. I think we don't have questions, so we'll let you sit back down, and then we'll see if anyone else would like to speak with regard to the window replacement on the porch of 315 Newbury Street. I don't believe we have anybody here, so we're open to having a motion on this.
I'll make a motion that we approve application 16-049 as submitted.
Second.
Okay, any further discussion?
You know, I would be against this if we were replacing the windows in the rest of the house.
Mm-hmm.
But because this is an add-on, you know, and the windows are, and it's like a sunroom, I really don't have a problem with this application.
The windows aren't original.
Right, the house, right.
Yeah, the windows that they're replacing are not original. Right. I think that makes a difference.
And they've deteriorated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I think everybody's in agreement. So, okay. All in favor of the application, raise your right hand. Okay, it's approved. Don, did you vote? You're okay with it?
He did.
Okay.
I second it.
Oh, good. Well, I wondered why you weren't voting on it if you accepted. I didn't see your hand. I'm sorry. Okay, that's approved, and we'll go to our next one then.
Mr. Chairman, the next application is application number 16-050 in the Historic Overlay District. The applicant is Michael Dane Thomas. The owners of the property are Sherwood and Seda Baxt, and the location is 233 Marion Street Southeast. The applicant is requesting approval to remove all storm windows and all sashes on the house at 223 Marion Street Southeast. The existing frames will be wrapped with aluminum. The new window sashes will be atrium vinyl windows, 3/1. The two front windows will be 5/1. These windows will have permanently attached interior grids. The replacement windows are the same configuration except for one horizontal muntin towards the top of the windows. Also requested is the exchange of one door and one window on the south side of the house as shown on the floor plan. The house at 223 Marion Street Southeast was built between 1925 and 1935 and is located in the historic district.
Okay, thank you. And I believe we have the applicant here tonight. If you could come and again give your name and address.
It's Michael Dane Thomas, 233 Marion Street Southeast.
Okay. And I think we had some questions earlier, but anything you'd like to add?
If it's not approved, what would I have to go back with? Maybe it's just a solid wood window, vinyl clad type window?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it would be hard for us to direct you as to what you should do. I think we talked in the work session about the maybe upgrading the storm sash itself. That would be the
storm sash. The
minimal thing would be get rid of those bare aluminum storm sash and go back with storm sash. And then going on from there.
But you propose a different type of window, basically, right?
Yeah, or something that's not vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is we don't really have let's say the windows were already deteriorated on a contributing property, and you had to put in replacement windows. We might not approve vinyl then.
Mm-hmm.
Then you would be though in a better position to propose a wood or even clad, but wood, you know, nice window that has the matching mutton arrangement. But I'm not sure we've reach that threshold, particularly based on our guidelines and the Secretary of Interior's guidelines too, of replacing windows that are not that all that deteriorated. So maybe the storms, if they don't like the appearance of the storm sash, that would be something that we would obviously not have a problem with you improving the storm sash.
Okay.
I don't know. Does anybody else have other opinions? Now, timing-wise, to avoid having to reapply at the next meeting, I think that's really what you're asking.
Mm-hmm.
We could, whoever makes the motion, if they make a motion to deny the window replacement, they could include in there a motion to give you permission to upgrade the storm sash. That's up to the person making the motion.
Or we just continue it to the next meeting.
Or just wait till the next meeting and come back, talk to the owner, and get prices on those other windows too. We could vote to continue it and not and sort of leave it open, I guess.
Yeah.
Because once we vote, if we vote down the replacement windows, then you can't come back.
Right? Can't come back with the same window. He could come back with an alternate window.
Different.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or he could come back with a whole different idea.
A whole different idea, but yeah. That's what I was wondering.
But I think it has more to do with your time frame. If you really need to move on it, then you probably need us to vote how we're going to vote. perhaps modifying the motion to give you some leeway without necessarily coming back. If you've got time, then you could just, we could vote to continue it. Do you know about your time frame?
Well, I have to talk to my clients to kind of see what they want to do. Okay. I was actually going to call them and kind of let them know.
Yeah.
And then see which way, which path they want to take.
Yeah. And I don't know how we're going to all vote. I mean, you can, you might, it might be approved, but I'm saying we haven't really approved when removal of and replacement of windows in contributing properties that still are intact.
Yes.
Before. So, do you think you'd want to continue it, maybe then, and talk to your homeowner?
Yeah, to go through the vote. And what do you mean?
If we do go through with the vote, there's a one-year waiting period before you can come back with the same proposal. Is that right,
yeah,
Donald?
Yeah, you come back with it. You could decide wait for a year.
Okay.
And come back with the exact same proposal, not guaranteeing it would pass.
If you go through with the vote.
Right. And we deny it.
Okay.
But you can come back with other proposal, other options.
Next
okay.
month.
If next month, I can still come back with other options. Okay.
Yeah. If we continue, we can still come back.
Okay. That's what I was wondering.
So yeah. If we continue it, he would need to request a continuance at this point?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what, if you want to continue it, you've got to let him know.
Oh,
let us know now.
I want to continue it.
So that we don't vote on it.
That's right. That's what we're asking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That way we won't go through the reading and the vote and,
yeah.
You know.
Well, I'd like to continue and try to, you know.
Let's do that.
If it didn't.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can look at the prices of some of these other things.
Okay. Yeah. Let me talk to them on that then.
Good.
I don't know if you're familiar with these, but these are the guidelines that we follow.
Mm-hmm.
And they have several pages on windows.
Okay.
That's and I believe you can get it. Access it on the city website, I would think.
Okay.
Or they have a copy at, you know, the planning office, too.
All right. That's
good.
What I'll do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Thank you. And we'll ask if anyone else wants to speak with regard to the window replacement, as even though we're going to continue it, I think we still go through the voting to do that.
Okay.
Thank you for coming in. Anyone else like to speak regarding the 233 Marion Street Cottage, and don't see anyone, so if someone would make a motion, please.
Mr. Chairman, with respect to application 16050, I make a motion that we continue this next month or whenever he presents it.
Second.
Okay. Okay. All in favor, raise your right hand. All right. Good. Thank you. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, the last application is application number 16-051, Historic Overlay District. Applicants are Christopher and Ruth Lawler, and the owner is the Patricia S. Goodyear Irrevocable Trust. Location is 443 Lawrence Street, Southwest. The applicants are requesting approval for the construction of a four-stall stable with a tack room and feed room. The stable is approximately 46 by 25 feet with a covered 10-foot perimeter exercise area. The stable will be located on the north side of the property, on the lower side of the property, thereby reducing the sight line from the main house. Also, to level the lot in this area, the south side of the stable will be set 3 to 4 feet into the hillside. The hip roof, matching the design of the house, will be covered in asphalt shingles to match the house, with a perimeter aisle a 3 to 12 pitch and the rest a 7 to 12 pitch. Fence will be located as shown on the elevations, and a cupola is also shown on the plans. Siding for the stable would be 5/8 or 11/16 wood clapboards spaced at 6 to 7 inch intervals. Sliding stable doors with an X pattern will not face the two streets. 4x4 square window openings with the X design will face the streets. Three-board paddock fencing will surround the paddocks, which will be located on the east and west sides of the stables. Some trees will be removed for the construction of the paddocks, but the owners are allowed to remove trees on private property. The applicants are very concerned that the perimeter trees will not be disturbed. An existing vacant area will be used for the entrance to the stable. Photographs show this as well as multiple locations along south boundary and Lawrence Street, showing the density of the magnolia trees. Finally, the colors and styles chosen for the stable and trim have been selected to blend in with the wooded surroundings. The 4.748-acre property known as the Goodyear Estate is located at the corner of Lawrence Street Southwest and South Boundary Avenue Southwest.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. And I see that the Goodyear Trust has given the potential owners, the Lawlers, permission to be here and submit the application. Would you all be willing to come forward and give your name, and then if we have questions, we can go on the record with them?
Ruth Lawler of 11 Cypress Road, Wellesley, Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm. Chris Lawler from the same address.
Okay.
For the 443 Lawrence application.
Good. Now, do you all have questions for the Lawlers? The submittal was complete and is very helpful in terms of seeing the existing trees and
things.
How long goes on?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I would say when we have the motion, if you all would add that little sentence we were discussing, that the final colors could be submitted for administrative approval, if you like the idea of the natural and dark accent colors. The cupola is, will it be a pre-manufactured cupola? Do you know yet? Have y'all talked to the architect about, is that something made out of wood, or do we know?
Probably won't be a pre-manufactured, just because of we're sort of copying a historic one on a pretty barn that we know of.
Oh, okay.
But so probably not. It'll probably be a custom-made cupola. Yeah.
And it'll probably be a real one. It'll ventilate.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. It'll ventilate, right.
But I notice you don't have little vents on the ends. Was that maybe too much in that little end roof? Or
The triangular vents that mm-hmm. Are on both sides probably would be enough.
But not on the ends, okay.
So far as, to draw okay. through.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And this is all real wood.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Good. Any questions? Any other questions?
That's great.
Okay, good. Good. We'll let you sit down, and then we'll see if anyone else wants to speak here with regard to the application for a new stable on down at the end of Lawrence Street on the Goodyear property. Do we have anybody here who wants to speak? And appreciate having our building inspector here tonight, Mr. Mike Jordan. This would eventually go through their department. Then. Okay, who would like to make a motion then?
With respect to application 16-051, I'd like to make a motion that we approve as submitted, with the option for the owner to select colors administratively
mm-hmm.
and have those administratively approved.
Okay. Second.
All right. Good. Any other discussion? All in favor, raise your right hand. Okay. It is approved. Good. And that is the conclusion of our meeting tonight. Thank you for coming.
Oh, thank you.
I'll give you a reference if you want a job. You need another job.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.